Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, and I'm coming to you from the car. Because it seems lately I don't have a moment's peace and quiet alone at home, because I always have my beloved and his mother. And I love his mom. I really do. However, she does wait on him hand and foot, and sometimes it can be rather annoying. Today is just really stressed because Saturday, my beloved's father passed away, and last night we were told that my beloved's mother is not welcome at the funeral. And they've been divorced for over 32 years, I think. My beloved was 16, I think, when they got divorced. And then the other kids were 15 and 14 and 13, I think, or something to that effect. And then he remarried in 1980. The two siblings, because my beloved is the oldest, the boy and the girl, there's one other daughter, but she is not included due to her health and her mental health issues. But they called my mother-in-law while we were in the car and said that they talked it amongst themselves and decided that it would be in the better interest of the grieving widow that she not attend because it would upset her so. Well, then we told my beloved, and my beloved said, if my mama's not welcome, I'm not welcome. And why didn't they just say, you know, we don't want you there? And so the conclusion is that my mother-in-law has since stopped talking to her two other children. The one sister called and left a message stating that it's my beloved's fault that he is causing this wedge between the siblings, when it wasn't his idea that my mom go, or his mom go. It was her idea. And it's funny because I must be chopped liver. I need to be there to help, you know, my son, because for some reason I'm incompetent and I'm unable to do so. Basically, I'm a big bully from what I've been told, and a bitch. And I speak when, you know, I shouldn't be, kind of thing. But no one would have ever figured that out about me. And I basically, you know, my mother-in-law was okay with it at first. And then when we were driving home and we were in the car and I was like, oh my God, your daughter actually said that? I would be livid that my own child said, Mom, we just don't want you to go to Dad's funeral because it would upset a woman who's not even my mother. I'm like, what? And then the mother-in-law kind of, you know, got really pissed. And the fact that, you know, they didn't take into consideration her oldest son's health, you know, his being unable to, you know, I mean, he can walk. He's got crutches. I'll be right back. I got to go to the post office. So I'm back. But anyway, the whole thing ends with the funeral being tomorrow, and we're not going. Just because, well, I kind of planted seeds of, you know, how selfish. And then my beloved called his stepsister, and she says, well, I don't have a problem with your mom going, but I will talk it over with my mother, the grieving widow. And the grieving widow said it was in her husband's best last wishes that she not attend, that the first wife not attend, not be there. And I'm thinking, you're fucking in your 70s. Lady, get over yourself. Funerals, I hate them.